Hi, I'm John Edmiston, and I'd like to lead you in a prayer for anointing on your ministry. A prayer that God would bless the works of your hands. A prayer that God would raise you up in the specific ministry to which He has called you. It might be evangelism, it might be pastoring or teaching, you might be a seminary professor, you might be a missionary overseas. You might be reaching out in mercy to those that are broken and hurt. You might be a counselor. You might even be a missionary overseas, going out to some unreached people group in some far corner of the world. Whatever your ministry is, you need God's anointing on that ministry. It's not enough just to have human gifts or to have seminary training, though those things are good. And I have had plenty of seminary training, and it was a good part of my life. But I needed more than seminary training. I needed more than just human energy. I found I needed something extra from God, and that's what we call the anointing. And the anointing takes all of your natural human gifts, and it changes their flavor. Human gifts on their own become oppressive and egotistical. But under the anointing, they become humble and they become sweet and they become a blessing to people. And all that legalism and all that harshness goes out of your ministry. And you find yourself able to love people and to bless people and to really touch their lives. Now, before we even ask the anointing, we've got to deal with some little heart issues that are very common to those in ministry. And those heart issues are things like envy of other ministers, jealousy, resentment of other people being successful in ministry, being overly concerned about finances or being overly concerned about your status in your denomination or your church. These issues of pride, these issues of resentment and jealousy, these issues of financial anxiety or of anger, these kind of issues block the flow of the Holy Spirit. Some people have sexual issues and lust issues in the ministry as well, and maybe they need to be confessed as well. But there's things that you need to deal with in your own heart, and which are very common to people trying to minister the gospel. So we're just going to deal with that first. We're going to unplug those little things, and Jesus even had to rebuke his disciples about those kind of issues, those competitive issues between people working in the mission field. If he had to rebuke the Apostle Peter and James and John about them, then we need to deal with them ourselves in our own lives. That those warnings are there for our edification. And once we've dealt with them before the Lord and confessed them out and apologized to our brothers and sisters in Christ, then the Holy Spirit can flow, because the Holy Spirit wants us to be in unity and in love with God's fellow servants, who he has also called to other works of God. And it helps to just remember that God's given us a field, and that field may be large, it may be small, but it's the field that God's given to us, and we're to accept that. And as we are faithful, then God will continue to bless, and he might lead us to larger fields in the future. So we're going to pray, we're going to deal with some of the little spiritual issues first, and then we're going to ask for the Lord's anointing on our particular ministry. By the way, this prayer builds on the prayer on the infilling and empowering of the Holy Spirit earlier on. That's a prayer that you want to pray before this one. So just think of that, the other prayer of infilling and empowering. That's an essential groundwork prayer that you need to pray before this one. Let's go to prayer to the Lord now. Heavenly Father, we come to you as servants of God, as people that you have called into the ministry, as soldiers of Jesus Christ, as servants, as those who work in your vineyard, as those that have a special calling on our lives to do something for the Lord, either as a pastor, teacher, an evangelist, a prophet, a missionary, as a mercy worker, an administrator, a leader, whatever you have called us to be in the body of Christ, a worship leader, a songster, a player of tambourines even, Lord Jesus, whatever little part in the temple of God we have, We ask, Lord Jesus, that we may have your anointing for that and your wisdom in that. And we come before you, Lord, seeking this anointing. And first of all, Lord, we're just going to confess a few things to you that may be in some people's hearts here that are common in the hearts of those who minister. And Lord, we bring to you our feelings of frustration, our personal anger. At times, Lord, we have felt that you have not been with us in the ministry. Our ministry has not gone as it should have gone, and we've become resentful, and we've envied other people that seem to be successful, and we've been jealous of other pastors, and we've spoken words against them, and we've thought things against them, and we've become competitive, and we've sought our own status, and we've sought our own justification, rather than turning to you, Lord Jesus. And we confess this, Lord, we confess this competitive spirit within us of envy and jealousy, of anger, of disappointment and frustration. And we bring this to you and we ask you to remove it from our heart. We confess that this is full of sin. We confess that we are full of sin in the way we relate to other people in the body of Christ. And Lord, we ask that we may forgive them and that they may forgive us and that you may forgive us and we become willing to forgive them. And Father, we come with all our hurts from the body of Christ, from things that people have said against us, from those disappointments in ministry, from the times we have felt betrayed. We lay those hurts before you, Lord, and we let go of them. We let go of our right to punish people. We let go of our disappointment and our feelings of betrayal. And Lord, we lay down certain sins that may be having a great impact on our life, sins of lust, sins of anger, sins of unforgiveness, sins with regard to money and financial dishonesty. These kind of sins, Lord, we lay them before you. Sins regarding internet pornography and inappropriate materials being in our homes or before our eyes. We confess those sins to you, Lord, and we let go of such things. And we ask that you will give us the discipline to overcome them. And we ask, Lord, that you will give us pure hearts, hearts that are righteous before you, hearts that do not think about greed and about money or about status or about the lusts of the flesh. We confess this to you and we ask that you will deal with this part of us. And Lord, we are now that we know that we have confessed our sins before you and that you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, we thank you for your forgiveness, we thank you for your cleansing. And now, Lord, we ask for your anointing. We ask, Lord, that you will send your Holy Spirit power upon us to give us wisdom and victory and character and power and understanding of our calling. We ask that you will show us how to do our calling better and that you will give us the power to do our calling and you will give us the spiritual authority to do our calling. And when we pray, our prayers will be answered. And when we speak the word, it will be effective. And when we pray for the sick, they shall recover. And when we pray for miracles, they will happen because of your anointing and your power, not because of anything that we have done or anything that we are. Because it is not by our own power or godliness that miracles happen, Acts 3:12, but through the mighty name of Jesus. And we want the name of Jesus to operate in our lives and to operate in us and in our bodies and in our minds and in our souls and in our ministry. We claim the powers of the name of Jesus. We claim the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We lay down our human pride and we receive the power of God. And we receive the power of God in wisdom and in anointing and in speech, and in action, and in spiritual authority and mastery of all things. Lord, we receive your anointing for our particular ministry, and we lay that particular ministry now before you by name. We lay our church before you by name, or our mission agency, or our evangelistic outreach. We lay it before you, and we ask you to bless it, and we ask you to lift that ministry up, and to provide for all its financial needs, for provision comes from you, Lord God. Provide for its needs, provide for it and grow it, for growth comes from God. Grow us and grow our ministry, and give us the power that is from God that we might glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen.